Oh, we are back. We are back in the saddle with the O Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, CW. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to hit that bell on YouTube. Subscribe to the podcast. Go to our website. Tell a friend about the 10-minute wrestling podcast. Love so much. We are in our second week of the new Netflix era, and Raw has returned to its previous state, which is good. Netflix with ads really sucks. It really sucks. It sucks in a way that reminds me of why I signed up for Netflix and why the return to this sort of cable style in the apps is just so disheartening. The whole point of transitioning over to these streaming, I'm going to go on a tiny rant before we get to the wrestling. The entire point of going to these streaming platforms was to avoid ads so that I could just watch what I wanted to watch, stream it. If there was episodes of a show, I'll just watch it. And honestly, for the most part with Netflix, that's my experience. But the moment Raw comes on to Netflix and I'm watching ads pop up and it has a little ad counter in the top, like you have 2 minutes of ads, I'm just like, this is miserable. I understand that that's their business model. And a lot of those ads are probably just like sponsored ads, not just random ads. There are people who paid, obviously, to have their stuff on Raw on Netflix. But man, oh man, the fact that Netflix feels like regular TV when I'm watching Raw is just such a hindrance to me sometimes. Just, it sucks a little bit of the joy out of moving Raw to Netflix. I got to say that. I know that there's an ad-free version, I think, in other countries. But here in the U.S., I'm stuck watching ads, and I refuse to pay any more money for Netflix. Everything already costs too much money. Anyway, Penta made his debut on Raw this week. And I got to say, I was hyped. I've never watched a Penta match, but I've always been a big fan of his whole vibe. My man's aesthetic, he looks like a damn professional wrestling luchador. Am I right? The mask, the face paint, the eyes, the whole shebang. Dude looks like straight out of a comic book, and I love every minute of it. And they obviously put him with Chad Gable, who is one of the greatest, and who better to help introduce Penta to the WWE Universe and have a great match with him, right? That was the whole point. Who's going to have a great match with Penta? And they put it down. I think they went long, but it was worth it. It was a great match. I was watching it while playing Bluey Monopoly with my family. So I was barely paying attention to the Monopoly game. I won, by the way. Ended up with $26. That's what it's called. And I watched the match, enjoyed the match. My man cut, you know, a half Spanish, half English promo at the end and got over big in San Jose, California. So welcome to WWE. My question, which is the same question I have every time someone new comes to WWE, where do they slot in? What is their trajectory, right? What stories are they going to be a part of? What feuds are they going to have? What are they going to chase specific gold? Is he going to wait for Phoenix, is that his name, to come from AEW, and then they form their tag team, the Lucha Bros, is that their name, and they go and wrestle in the tag division and go for tag team gold? Is that the plan? Is the plan to get Penta in the IC hunt? Is the plan for him to feud with another Latin wrestler like they normally do? Is the plan for, like, what is the plan? And that's not in any way like a negative, like legit. Like, what is his trajectory in the WWE? Where does he slot in? There's talk of Malakai Black / Aleister Black coming back to WWE, or at least leaving AEW. And there's, you know, people saying, oh, he should go back and work with Triple H. But my question, again, will remain, where does he slot in? Where does he fit in to the tapestry of all these professional wrestlers? Again, Drew McIntyre cut a really good promo, I think, last on SmackDown, where he said, this is one of the greatest eras of wrestling. They have the best athletes. You know, the time slots, the big Netflix deal, everything's, it's never been bigger. And he's not wrong. You know, there's incredible talent on the roster right now. And that's why I bring up, like, where do these new folks move into place, right? How do they get screen time? How do they maximize their minutes? Like, I think someone like a Chelsea Green really maximized the minutes that she had, and it led to a U.S. title run. Where does Penta fit in, right? How does he slot into this system in WWE, right? It's not the AEW system where they're putting on, you know, very specific matches to highlight their skills. WWE is more, for better or worse, like a story-driven, like a narrative-driven thing. Like, they want to drive a, you know, a storyline through to, you know, a pay-per-view, to goal, to for a payoff or a big payoff or whatever, to get someone over. I'm interested to see if Penta can do what Dragon Lee couldn't. Dragon Lee was positioned to us as the next big luchador. They moved him to SmackDown. He had a couple great matches there. They paired him with Rey Mysterio, and then he just got lost in the shuffle. And now he's just another dude in LWO not fulfilling his potential. And I would hate to see Penta fall into that trap. I would hate for him to fall into the tag team trap, because let's be honest, WWE is not great with their tag teams. They tend to just kind of mush them all together. And it's like, we're going to have like a 17 tag team battle royale, and the one who comes out the other end is the number one contender. I'm like, that's no fun. Like, you can tell really interesting, really dynamic tag team stories. I guess you just have to invest in those people. But for now, Penta is all by himself. So again, my question is he going after Braun Breaker? Is he taking on Gunther? Is he going after, I don't know, an old feud that he has with someone in the, I don't know what he could possibly do. But I know that he has aura. The man commands the arena. And it's good to see, you know, some new superhero-like characters in WWE. I'm a big sucker for a costume, for a great entrance, for just uniqueness, right? Like, everyone else is just a wrestler. Not just, but, you know, there's your Drew McIntyres and your CM Punks and your, you know, all your folks. And then you kind of move into the more fantastical when you get to, elaborate when you get to like the Jey Usos, who has a gimmick. And then you get into the fantastical with like the Wyatt Six folks, who you don't really see very often. And then you have someone like Penta, who kind of slots into that, where the Wyatt Six may be like a villain and Penta is more of a hero kind of thing, or vice versa, who knows. But that aesthetic, that vibe really translates to more interesting nights of wrestling. You get your, you know, people in trunks, and then you get your folks in masks. And it doesn't have to just be a luchador, it could be anything. That's why the Wyatt Six, for, you know, their upside is a little high if they transition to actually, you know, wrestle. But masks help, gives you something different, right? Like, if it's not goofy wrestling or serious wrestling or putting over, you know, championships, you got to have that split. And having mass wrestlers do flips outside the ring, that's something different. And I hope that they don't just slot him into like, all right, now he's going to, you know, feud with the LWO or tag with them, because, you know, at some point he's running out to do something with them. And I just hope they don't do it. Just give that man his own thing. And let's see if we can get Penta the IC championship. Who knows? Anything is possible. The man's already over. Let's see how he gets over with other crowds outside of LA. And just know that he has no fear. What did you think of Penta's debut? Let me know in the comments. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you. And don't you ever forget.
I'm your friend, but if I ever see you in the ring, I can beat you. Don't you know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.